Greetings to the congregation, and also greeting to those who worship from home through live stream. This morning, the title is The One Who Betrayed the Lord Jesus. When we heard of this title, no one didn't like it. God does not like me being from. Woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if we had not been born. May we not be the one who like to be a betrayer, but we can be misled into betrayal. Jesus. As a little boy, 9 years old, he has a habit to go to the park to feed the pigeons. He loved to feed the pigeon. And when he was feeding the pigeon, and for many days, the pigeons would love to be with this boy. And so they were very bold to come close to this boy. And so the birds would be on his hand to feed from his hand, even landing on his shoulder. And one day in school, the teacher wanted the student to draw a picture of a pigeon. And so this boy said, if there is, could not imagine a pigeon, that's very difficult to draw. And so he could bring the pigeon to class. How could we have a pigeon as a model? And he answered the teacher, oh, I can do that. I can bring a pigeon to class. The next day, during the drawing class, this boy went out to the park and fed the pigeon. And he captured the one closest to him and put it in a cage and brought it to class. So everybody was happy to see this pigeon in this cage to be a model for the drawing class. And the next day, this boy went back to the park to release the pigeon back to the nature. And then afterward, the pigeons felt afraid to become closing to this boy, although he continued to feed the same food to the pigeons. But now the pigeon was afraid of this boy because he was capturing one of them to put in a cage. The pigeon did not know that now the other pigeon was being released, but now they felt that they had been betrayed. Dear congregation, betrayal is to lose the trust of some of that betrayal. That person has lost the trust of the closest. The trust that from a very loved one who would bestow on the one who betrayed the person. The trust is a reward and is very pity to Judas who betrayed Jesus, that the Bible said, woe to that who betrayed the Son of Man. So whoever betrayed the Lord is something that's very, very hurtful to the one who is being betrayed. So today, maybe in our life, there is certain aspect, certain things that can be led us to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our Heavenly Father, we thank you because of your love for us is so great. And you have become to a man to save us from our sin, to purchase us from the power of darkness, so that you can be a sacrificial lamb for us. And because of that, we can reconnect with the Lord. If Jesus did not find, no one can receive. But praise to the Lord. You agreed to come into this dark world to find us, each one of us, among the sinners, to give us to be children of God. are in the time that we think of the thing of your suffering, that you have the path, that you pray for us to experience our saving grace. May you remind our heart and mind, our mind, to examine ourselves so that we can use your word as a mirror to see our true self, so that anything in our life is not perfect yet. May you help correct those. We lift everything into your hand. May you teach us your word. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The congregation, to be betrayed is something that is very hard to accept. Very difficult, because betrayal came from someone can be closest to us. Betrayal does not come from a stranger. The betrayal is something that happens not because of a situation, but create that the betrayal become a victim. Betrayal is something is deep into a mind. In Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9, the heart of the man is wicked. Who can comprehend? And this is very true, because the betrayal is a weapon, most horrible weapon in the heart of man. An animal can fight and fight each other. A strong one will defeat a weak one. But an animal does not know how to betray. Betray only in the heart of a human mind. And the heart of man is evil, wicked and evil. So betrayal is something is so great, greater than denial. To deny somebody is to use a knife to cut a body. But betrayal is like using the saw to pull on the injury in the cut. So betrayal is something worse than the other. If someone who was denied to be forgotten outside, but betrayal is like, it's just like a slamming of the door. And is left of that betrayal is suffering feeling for that victim. Betrayal is something more hurtful to be rebuked. The rebuke only makes the proudness to be diminished, but betrayal is to crush the heart. In 2 Timothy, from 3 verse 2 to 5, describe our modern world. In this model, there are so many things that Paul has mentioned in 2 Timothy. In our modern world, it is the world that is to despise the Lord, to be blasphemous, and the children would not obey their parents. It's very common. This is the world that is unthankful in all events, that we betray each other, so many of them. It's a world that hates, that loves entertainment more than loves the Lord. It's a world that they keep outside worship, but in the heart deny the power of Christ. So these descriptions show that we are in a world, in the modern, that betrayal can become very easy in each one of us. So today, let's think about one person, Judas Iscariot, an apostle of the Lord, one of the 12. Betrayal of Judah has left you would name that from that time was betrayal today to the Iscariot by that name, the betrayal of the Lord Jesus. This person only acted once, but that infamous name has been now more than 2,000 years, wherever Judas Iscariot mentioned, is called a betrayal of Jesus. So we know, we think that what Judas has done, what in what situation has caused Judas to betray Jesus, so that we can examine our situation. Is there anything that can lead to the betrayal of the Lord? The first thing we think about is the betrayal is to come to the Lord with swords and clubs. The betrayal to come to the Lord by swords. When we have read in Mark chapter 14, verse 43, just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. To come close to God is a privilege. It's a blessing when Adam fell into sin. Without grace, there is no way that we can come without the grace of God. Because Eden has passed ever since Adam has sinned. But praise be to God, because God created us for Him. So though human has been sinful, God does not want to depart from human. God created a situation for human to come back to the Lord. In the Old Testament, God created the Lord by a sacrificial offering so that they can become close to the Lord. And in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 20, let us see that by a new living way opened for us through the curtain, that is His body, that's the most holy in the temple. He created a way that outsider can come into the temple to see the Lord in the most holy place. And that way is the body for the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. He opened us a way through the body of Christ so that we can come close to the Lord. To come to God close is a privilege, it's a grace that we could not exchange for anything. Today, you and me, from here to the church is so easy. Only a few minutes we can come here. But for us to come here, the Son of God must come into the world to sacrifice Himself on the cross and then forgotten by the Lord. And we, through His body, come into the presence of the Most Holy, like Judas and the other apostles have been selected to be close to the Lord Jesus Christ. But Judas has taken advantage for his own purpose. What is this purpose? Mark recorded in chapter 14, verse 11. Whoever hates Jesus, from there we see the priests, the religious leaders, the religious, the Pharisees who teaching the scripture to the Jewish people. The Levites, those who are offering to the sacrifice to the Lord. Those are there, they are beaten to find a way to capture the Lord Jesus Christ. They hated Jesus. They find a way to capture this person, but they were afraid that what they were doing may cause something that the people have a strong reaction. So they said, the Passover is near. Let's not do nothing. After the Passover, then we will find a way. they were meeting. But while they were discussing like that, there is an opportune time has come. That is Judas showed up. In Mark 14, Judas Iscariot is one of the 12, came to the religious leaders and say, what do you give me if I give Jesus to you? And they say, they were trying to find, capture Jesus, afraid that it passed over, that he makes some noise. But now, an opportunity time, Judas showed up and say, what will you give me for Jesus? What Jesus wanted now is what? Money. What do you give for me? And because of his wish to have money, that Judas has went into the trap of Satan to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, what Judas has planned in his heart has been responded by the religious leaders, 30 pieces of silver. Judas agreed with that price, though 30 pieces is not that high. It's only a price for a slave, a lowly slave. But Judas ready to sell his teacher for that price. And from that on, Judas find a way to betray Jesus. And someone would, because of that money, the opportunity can come very quickly, because in the background, the devil is pushing for this opportunity so that the betrayal plan to accomplish in the heart of the apostle Judas. And if something in our world that can cause us to betray, it will happen very quickly, because there is a dark power behind to push us toward that trap. This opposite came to Judas in the night, in the Passover with his apostle. In that, we eat the bread without yeast, and they sit together in the Last Supper. Eat today. Judas also was part of this dining on the Passover. In the middle of this dinner, Judas left, went into the dark to carry out his plan. John let us know that on the Lantern Mount Olive, that's where they pray often. And John said something like this: Judas Iscariot also knew this place where they pray. The thing that Judas knew, where has the opportunity to be close, is something Jesus gave him so that he can be close to Jesus to receive something from the Lord Jesus. But Judas has used that opportunity to give it to the devil so that the devil is leading him to do something different. And that night, Judas had led the crowd that Mark said, there is some there, priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. All the Levites, all the religious, the elders, all that they are part of the Jewish court at the time. And they have been given by the Romans, they have the opportunity, opportunity to get their own guards. They have the permission to collect taxes from the people. And the Romans give them that opportunity to collect that. So they have their own guards to be sent under the leadership of Judas to come and meet Jesus. And the crowd has come with clubs and sword. Under the moonshine, so the Sabbath, and under the moonshine, and under the torch that they were carrying by the soldier. And some, maybe all these are shadows. Maybe they could not recognize Jesus because so that the betrayal give a sign. Whoever I kiss, and that is the one you want. And you can lead him away. Judas has used this opportunity and gave the soldier a sign. Whoever I kiss, that person is the one you want. And led carefully away. He did not want to lose this chance because he did not want to lose 30 pieces of silver. This opportunity that we have every time we come close to the Lord. What do you feel? How do you feel when you come to the Lord? What would you do when we come close to the Lord? What do we do when we have the opportunity to come close to the Lord? I don't think we come with the sword or clubs. But maybe we come with an attitude that is not appropriate. Story about all the money bills, and they talk about where have you been, $100 bills? Oh, I go all over the world, Australia, America, Europe. Oh, very nice, $100 bills. How about the $50 bills and $20? Where do you go? Us, we go into the restaurant or the mall in the shops. Oh, you are doing well. Then $50 bills. How about the single dollar bill or $2 bill? Those, they were so sad. So what about you? The dollar bills and the two, and oh, my life is only in the church. Dear congregation, maybe we did not bring sword, we did not bring the club, but maybe we are despising to come to the Lord. In all the 50 bills, go to the mall, the entertainment, or the vacation places. The dollar bill or two is around the church. They bring the fat lamb to the party, but they took the very thin animal to be able to deliver as a sacrifice. They can use beautiful clothes to go to the wedding ceremonies. But in the church, they can wear the rotten clothes to the church. They can make an effort to shop on Black Friday, but they are afraid to come to the church when the weather is not good. Whatever you and I truly come to the Lord, what do you feel? What do you like to do to come close to God? Judas did not tie himself to Jesus, but he tied Jesus to himself. That is the key that Judas, you must satisfy my need, Lord Jesus. And if you don't satisfy my need, what happened? I will sell you. I will betray the Lord. I will not need you, Lord Jesus. When God is not my source of advantage, if the Lord could not do anything so that I can have a comfortable life, so we could not be under the Romans. then I can betray the Lord Jesus. This congregation, the attitude of many today can tie Jesus to our life, rather we are tying ourselves to the Lord Jesus. When we cause Christ to be attached to our lives, to bless us in all our wanting, if the Lord could not satisfy my need, that my wish, that my value is not satisfied with the perspective of my political or social perspective, we do not need the Lord Jesus Christ. So in this situation is something that caused you and I to bring the sword and the club, or something that God despises to come close to the Lord. The betrayal is those who come to the Lord with sword. Woe to those who betray the Son of Man. It's better for him not to be born. The second point, the betrayal is something come by a false greeting. The Lord said, Judas came and said, Rabbi, he greets Jesus. And in the Eastern philosophy, like in China, and the king is the order of king, the teacher, and then the parent. Those are the order of respectiveness. So in the social class, the teacher's role is more important than that of the parents, the second only after the king. Our Jesus, when he was teaching the apostle, he said, do not call anyone rabbi or why? Because the role of the teacher or a father has an influence on the children of others. When we call somebody rabbi, that person who's been called has an effect on the life of the one calling that. You only have one teacher, one father in heaven. Jesus understand the role of the rabbi on the student. The apostle came from a lowly position, social. They are fishermen, they are tax collectors, they were insurrection, they rebels to try to liberate the Jewish from under the Romans. The thief, even. Judas is someone who has been called rabbi. Why? Because Jesus has, in the north, he came to the south. In Judas called the town Carius, and met there a thief, except that as an apostle of Jesus, to lead him everywhere Jesus went. And from that point, Judas was named Judas Iscariot. Iscariot is just not a last name. It just means that a person living in Carius. And when Judas Iscariot, that Judas distinguished with other Judas around. Why the Lord, the thief, in this town, that Jesus came there to find and selected him, and then selected him to become one of the 12. It's just grace, because of love. Judas did not, was discriminated throughout. He was apostle with the other 11. If Jesus allowed the power, his apostle to has the same power to put out the devil. If the apostle can pray for healing, Judas has the same power. If other apostle has the power to do all the miracles, and Judas has the same power. So not only that, we say that Judas Iscariot has better treated than, or he is the money keeper of the 12. That means something they been trusted with all the money of this apostle, even though he's a thief, but Jesus selected him to be a money keeper for the apostle. In the Last Supper, in that Judas, someone who'd been sitting near the Lord Jesus Christ, in an honor place in the table. And in that night, Jesus washed the feet of all his apostles. He also washed the feet of Judas, though he knew that Judas would betray him. Judas was not discriminated from Jesus. Except Jesus, no one would know that Judas would betray Jesus. That means Jesus kept this as a secret that did not tell that to anyone of his apostles. And along with his other, Judas said, Rabbi. To call Rabbi means that that person has an authority over Judas. To call a father, that means that person has authority of this calling. Judas came and said, Rabbi, with a greeting. Now, Judas used Rabbi just like before, but this Rabbi has no meaning to Judas. Judas called Jesus Rabbi, but he forgot that in the past, he was a thief. He's been selected by Jesus. Jesus called Rabbi, but he forgot his position is one of the 12. The one that I give you the key of the kingdom of heaven for you. Whoever, whatever you open, there you open, it's open on the. When called Rabbi, Judas forgotten that his promise, you will be in with me to reign in the everlasting life. When that rabbi been called, if it's just a sound on the lips, that is something that the language of the heart, that rabbi has no meaning to Judas at the time. With you and me, what about us? How many times Jesus has said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not obey my commandments? When we call dear our Father in heaven, and the Father in heaven has some meaning with me, what meaning does it have? Or it's just something that is a prayer that we can read, has no meaning when we read it. Many, we praise the Lord. Jesus said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Dear congregation, Judas was in a situation, this, that to call Rabbi with a false greeting. If you and I today call Jesus, Jesus, but do not do what Jesus said, then our greeting, just like what you just call Jesus as Rabbi, in the night that Jesus was captured. The call, only a sign. The calling to express the betrayal of Judas. The third point, the betrayal of Jesus, is some approach Jesus with a betraying kiss. Judas came to Jesus and said, Rabbi, and then kissed him. A slave, because of his thankfulness of his owner, to kiss the feet of his owner. A servant, because of his thankfulness, to kiss the hand of the owner. A poor, maybe respected the rich who helped out, to kiss the hem of that poor rich. But when kissing the cheek, that means this expression of a deep love. Here, Judas expressed a love to the Lord, to others who are holding the sword. Whoever I kiss, and that's that person, and capture him and lead him away. And Judas left. Kiss Jesus. In a Greek, the word kiss, phile in, is to kiss someone. But when Mark used the word kata philein, maybe increase in enthusiasm, kata philein, to kiss in a deep manner, that means that kiss is a lover to kiss another one. And Judas used this kiss to kiss his rabbi. But this kiss is a kiss of a betraying kiss. The sign of betrayal as expressed through the kiss, that deep love. Nothing can be more hurtful than this kind of a treatment. Judas' kiss is very deep, but that is a cold kiss. It's a kind, not by love. The kind of kiss, not by love. If it's not by love, can only be this obligated kiss, action, a dominated kiss, because of a purpose, evil purpose. Judas has kissed Jesus by a betrayed kiss, so that he can have his 30 pieces of silver. He does not care about what happened next, but now he kissed Jesus, he received that. But Judas's kiss, or the apostle, did not understand. He thought it's just some greetings every day. But Jesus knew exactly what happened. And in Jesus asked Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? You can see that Jesus is so friendly, so deeply, there is no bitterness in here. Judas, my friend, you use a kiss to betray me? This is a question, a surprising question, but it is a question because of a deeply hurt at that time. To use the betrayal is a betrayal kiss of to kiss because of money, because of the 30 pieces of silver. In the relationship between Judas and Jesus, a kiss is there. But the first love of Jesus has already gone. The love that Jesus has came to the source to select Judas to be one of the 12, to give the king of the kingdom of heaven, and then the promise to be with them forever. But Judas lost that first love, and he used the cold kiss to greet his rabbi, the congregation. To lose the first love is a situation that God is speaking to us today. His church can be losing that first love. You and I maybe lost that first love. And if that first love is lost, and we only have a kiss to betray him with us. When we lost the first, what remained of the church? Prayer with God. It's no longer a relationship. We're asking for satisfy our need. When the church lost the first love, the singing is no longer praise, only formality, only tradition. When we lost the first love with the Lord, service is no to do according to the will of the Lord. It's to keep the activities going in the church. What do we think when we come to the Lord? When we have the same opportunity to come close to the Lord, what we feel, what is that feeling? There's a teacher and a student talk about the perspective of their life. The student said, today we are being very progressive. We have advances of science. In your situation, you didn't have computer, right? You didn't have internet. You didn't have communication satellite. You don't have the infrastructure for communication like my generation now. And the teacher said, yes, you are correct, but the modern technology is not, it just help us in life, but not change our life. You are correct. In our generation, we didn't have those like what you have right now. But dear student, we created these for you. We trained those people so that they can train, use the technology for the betterment of the world. We see this conversation that the love of Jesus has changed the life of you and mine today, because only the everlasting purpose to, because of his creation, his purpose. He created Adam for himself. He created myself and yours for himself. And the purpose with his creation has never changed. God loves and do everything so we can approach him. What do we feel? What do we think? What is our attitude when we come close to the Lord? Grace in the Lord Jesus Christ is the condition to help you and I to approach the Lord. And the purpose that the Lord has created from Adam from the beginning, that purpose has never changed when he created each one of us. He still wants us to come close to him. And if God opens a way by the cross, so we can come, what is our attitude before that door that has opened for us? Jesus deeply hurt. Woe to the one who betrayed the Son of Man. It is better for him not to be born. God has pity on Judas. It is pitiful for that person's life who could not understand the value of a relationship with the Lord. And we know that this world that we live, the devil is trying to control everything that we have, can push away and become a betrayer of the Lord Jesus Christ. We may not be cognizant that the devil is trying to trap us. May we be pitied by and mercy. Let's all stand. Let's turn our heart toward the Lord for prayer. May you use the word to remind us that we have a blessing and opening to be close to the Lord by grace. Be our Heavenly Father, our loving Father. We are thinking about the love that you have given us. It is above our imagination, our understanding. What you have done, nothing in us can create it. But let us see that your wish, you have opened a way through the body of Christ so that we can come close to you, Lord. May we walk into this world this way. May be merciful because we can be derailed by the devil. Be merciful so that we will not despise you on the day, on the way to the Lord. Please help us to be careful so that we can feel the time when we are close to our Father. It's more blessing than anything else in this world. May we be ready to pay the price, any price, to be close to you, Lord. May you help us not to despise what you have given us, this privilege, or the devil can deceive us that we are waiting for this world, and then the devil can use that to deceive us, to become a betrayer of our Lord. That Jesus has said, oh, woe to the one who betrays the Son of Man. It's better for him not to be born. You have created us opportunities to come close to you. May you help us to be worthy to be able to come close to you, Lord, to approach you. May you lead us and teach us in our faith. May the word continue to remind that we can be in the situation that we have lost the first love with you, oh dear Lord. Please let us to return immediately to your first love, so that we will not become a betrayer of our Lord. We are thankful for your word, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.